Welcome to The Sam Altieri Show. I'm your host, Sam Altieri, and I'm an intuitive business and wealth activator, an empowerment coach, and a speaker. I know that you are an aspiring or current entrepreneur who's ready to go big, and I can help you get out of your own way, show up unapologetically, and create wealth from the inside out. So if you're ready to wake up your potential in all parts of your life and business, let's jump into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Sam Altieri Show. This is Sam, your host, and I'm so happy you're here. You know, I gotta be real with you. I actually feel nervous to record this episode, and I don't know why, but it's like this, it's this feeling of like, I have had so much to like sit down and catch you up on and teach you and share with you that I was noticing my like perfectionist, like wanting to get it perfect and wanting to get it right. And so I like put off recording the episode and I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't even matter how far along you are in your business, like perfectionism and like paralysis analysis and like overthinking and whatever, it happens at every level. It's just a matter of how you decide to move through it. And so this is actually like part of the underlying current for what this episode is going to be about, which is basically keeping your energy in a place where you're taking the consistent action and you're not letting self-doubt or stories basically run you amok and like fucking spiral you into oblivion where you don't take action and then you wonder why nothing's happening, right? And like, okay, so before I dive into this episode and like really spill all of the tea with you about maintaining your energy and believing in yourself consistently over the course of time, I want to just celebrate like two things with you because I really see you guys as like my freaking soul family, and I want you to also be so much more unapologetic about celebrating your wins and sharing your wins and taking up space. And like, this is something that I do really, really well on my Instagram and on with my community and with like my closest circles. But I realized like I haven't really been doing that on the podcast, and I want to just start doing that. So I think all the solo episodes, like I want to start with just sharing a few like exciting wins with you to just show you like what's going on in my world, but also to show you what's possible and to just like normalize large amounts of money, to normalize success, to normalize getting outside of your comfort zone, to just like normalize what the fuck can happen when your mindset changes and when your embodiment is matching your desires. So the first thing is that last week, we hosted You're a Fucking Millionaire. And so many of you were there. It was amazing. I think we had over 200 women sign up. It was, I think, my biggest hit of a experience masterclass to date. It was a 3-day experience. And I think at some points we had over 50 of you live. And, you know, I've always had this dream of just having like fucking huge screens, like the Zoom screen is like, there's so many faces and so many names and the chat's popping off. And like, I've held this vision for myself for years, and You're a Fucking Millionaire was that and more. It was just this feeling of like, these are all my soulmate people. Like, oh my fucking God. Like, it was just amazing. And so we had such an amazing turnout. And beyond that, like, we actually had the highest conversion rate I've ever had off the back end of that class. And we had, I think, over 60% of people that attended purchased something, which was really cool. I think actually it's closer to 75, to be honest, which is unheard of. Typical conversion rates are 3%. 3%. I don't believe in them. Like, I've shared that on the podcast before. I call bullshit and all the like, this is the standard number. Because I really do feel like when your energy and your confidence and your conviction is strong enough, and you can read people, because I know you are listening because you do have intuitive gifts. You have, you know, you have a sense that something's up, right? I really can read people. I can tell what people want. I can tell that I shouldn't sell this because that's not what they need yet, you know? And so I really read the room, and we had, I think it was, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do the final calculations, but I think it was around 70% of women that attended live purchased something, whether it was a one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, whether it was joining The Current, which is my year-long mastermind experience, whether it was signing on with me one-on-one, for which was like, wow, was not expecting that, or joining the mastermind, which was fucking amazing. And so that was just one of those like huge celebrations of like, wow, it really is about continuing to show up and continuing to build trust and continuing to be why. Like, video is everything. Just keep showing people who you are and what you know and how you can help and that you have a fucking big heart. And that is like, that's the fucking recipe. So I want to share that as a win, but also just as like a little tip for you. It's like, I can't tell you how many fucking live masterclasses I've hosted. It's probably been 10 to 15 at this point. And like, just keep going. Like, really, like, just keep doing it. The second win that I want to share is that in quarter four, we have actually created 75% of the income for the year in the business. That is insane. And we still have a month left. To me, this shows that you have to hold the faith and trust even when nothing is working or it doesn't look like anything is working, and which is going to be what we talk about in this episode, because months one through, let's say, seven, we were at about $10,000 to $20,000 consistently, and now we're averaging $25,000 to $50,000 cash months, not even sales, cash months. And I had some like $50,000, even more sales months, but I typically don't count and track sales. It's really about the cash received, because that's just, I don't know how I do it. But in October, we had our highest cash month in the business to date. And this actually wasn't with launching anything, which that to me is really fucking cool. And that was a $48,017 in cash received, which that to me is like, holy crap, so cool. Because that was actually my salary, my 9 to 5. So I made everything that I made in a year and a month, and I did it so chill. Like, it was so chill. I didn't even fucking, like I said, I didn't launch anything in the month of, October. So that was really special to see. And then the last little thing is like, I have 2x'd my client roster, which is so cool because I've really been craving just more humans in my spaces. I feel like for me, as somebody who's like a very energetic person, like the more energy in the space, the better, because everyone can just support each other and help each other. And there's just this feeling of like family and community and camaraderie that I just absolutely freaking love. And so that feels really special. And yeah, so those are my wins. And I just want to share with you guys because I really want you to see what's possible. I remember the first time I saw people were making like, I don't know, $100,000 in a month. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is possible? And then I started seeing, you can make $1 million in a month. And I'm like, what? My brain like exploded. And so this is all possible for you. You know, like, it obviously takes diligence and persistence and getting yourself in the room and investing in yourself and all of that, which all I have done. And I know that you're in the process of doing that as well. But I want to share, like, I just want you to know, like, this truly is possible for you. And not only is it possible, it's inevitable if you actually just implement and listen to what I tell you to do, whether you're listening to the podcast or you're in my spaces. You know, obviously being in my spaces is going to like 10x your return because you're holding yourself accountable to your greatness. You're getting yourself in the room. Like, and everyone that is successful knows that that's a requirement. There's not a single person on planet Earth that's successful that's not being mentored or coached. Just period. Look around. Look at all the famous athletes, speakers, performers, like artists, like everyone. Everyone has somebody, at least multiple people, you know? I have a somatic therapist. I have multiple mentors. It's just a non-negotiable. And I'm just here to say that, like, if you are thinking like, oh, I should be able to do this alone, it's like, no, you shouldn't. Like, no, that is like the wounded hyper-independent feminine situation. So get that out of your mind. Normalize the fact that having a lot of support is normal. And, you know, you're going to build this big fucking thing. Well, you got to be in a big room with big energy, you know, big dick energy. Okay, so I want to circle back, right? So this question that was happening in the program that I'm running, Momentum, one of the women was like, I want to know like how to maintain energy levels across the ups and downs, right? All of like, basically what, how do I stay in it when things aren't going to plan, you know? And then someone was like, oh my God, like, I love that. Please talk about this. And then someone else was like, wait, this is so spot on for me. Like, I feel like I'm up and down, believing in myself one day with new offers, trying new things. And then I'm down and low the next day, not even wanting to show my face. Okay. So this is the advice that I want to give you. like actually how I personally hold the energy. Because if you think about the story I just shared with you, like, okay, we had a $48,000 cash month in October, and I was kind of sitting at like 10 to 15, not even, like maybe 10 to 12 at the beginning of the year. And I just kept showing up, just kept showing up, just kept showing up, just kept showing up. And then boom, pop, you know, it was like, oh shit, 20, 25, 50, what the fuck, you know? And then last month, November, was like a 25K cash. And I didn't expect, I actually personally like, was like, okay, like, it's just cool to be able to sustain, like my new minimum is 25K. Like that's the minimum. And so like, I'm now expanding my maximum to 100K. So this is like the first thing that I want you to do is, for most of us, if we focus on the money, like, okay, if you're focusing on how much money you're creating in the month, you're going to get really frustrated because you're going to be focusing on something you can't control. Okay. So like the number one thing that I want you to do is actually just set a financial minimum for yourself. It doesn't matter what it is. It's something you have to be able to believe it's possible for you and get behind it. You can use the fact that I've created what I've created as evidence that it's possible for you. You can look around on the internet and see all the other evidence. Like, you know, like, okay, it's not just me. It's like me plus all my clients, plus all the other people on the internet. Like, it's not just me. So first of all, find that minimum. You don't have to know how it happens. All you have to do is decide what that's going to be. So I'm even playing around with like, what if like 50K a month is my minimum? And I'm just going to say that. All right, 50K a month is my minimum. Going to hold that. Okay, cool. Nice. Now, I'm not actually going to focus on that anymore. I've decided the number, you've decided the number, now let it go. Just put the number into the ether, claim it, decide it, okay, cool. But what you are gonna do is you are gonna start taking actions from that version of you, okay? So what does that actually mean, right? This is kind of the whole principle of be, do, have. You have to be the six-figure entrepreneur and act like the version of you that already has all the money and the success and the clients and the business. You have to act like her before the results show up. This is manifestation, right? You have to act as if. So the reason why I believe I had this big quantum jump and I was holding the energy of more and more and more and more, more, yet nothing showed up, and then all of a sudden it was like pop, 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 is because I held the energy of $50,000 a month in my body over and over and over and over again. I chose to wake up and feel it every day and be like, of course I'm making this. I would say it out loud. I'd walk around in my bedroom, talk about it like a crazy person. And guess what? I started to shift my frequency. So this is actually like the thing, right? You're going to set your minimum. You're going to let it go. You're going to start telling yourself you're already making it. And then you're going to show up and act like her. So the version of me, this is where I'm going to get granular. The version of me that is making 50K a month, I'm not sitting on my ass waiting for people to join my stuff, complaining, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm in the fucking arena. I'm talking about my offers every day. I'm having conversations. I'm building more trust. I'm hosting free masterclasses. Like, I'm giving really invaluable podcast episodes. Like, I'm doing all the things that in my mind, this is what the 50K version of me would be doing. So whatever your minimum is, no matter what the number is, just zoom forward to her, that future self. Okay, what is she doing? How did she get here? That version of you is not wavering. You know what I mean? That version of you is confident as fuck. That version of you is like so rooted and grounded in the vision, and you keep taking the action, and you're in the room, and you're investing, and you're learning more, and you're literally dedicating the majority of your time to your growth. Listen, I know I am interrupting this episode, but I have to tell you guys about when I was in the beginning of my business, trying to find out the best tools and systems to use. I wanted something super simple. And at the beginning, I had so many different subscriptions and payments, and it actually drained so much of my energy trying to manage it all and connect it all. And that is why I have to tell you about my partnership with Kajabi. Kajabi is the one-stop shop for everything business, from websites to landing pages to sales pages to offers to courses. There's literally nothing that Kajabi cannot do. So instead of DIYing your business with a bunch of different platforms, why not just simplify it with everything in one place? I have a link for you so you can go check out Kajabi. It is in the show notes, and you will actually get 2 weeks for free so you can experiment and experience the magic that Kajabi is. So go check it out in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show. I will tell you right now that about 80% of my time is focused on the growth of myself, my skill sets, and my business, because that is my main priority right now. I am in this like holy, healthy, hustling phase. It feels really good to be pouring a lot of energy into my work because it's giving me so much. And I also have the capacity to do it. The other parts of my life are like they're just in ease right now. My relationship is fucking easy. My friends, amazing, easy. My health, I've got that nailed. Like I have the capacity to go harder, which is why it really, like your business really does start with you. So it's like, okay, the version of you who's making whatever that minimum is, how is she showing up? What is she doing? And not just in business, right? It's not just about the actions in your business. It's about who you are being. This is the core of all my work is embodiment. I truly believe that we are going to create a seven-figure year in 2024 because I have gotten my energy on lock, and now I'm putting in all the strategy and all the systems to be able to create that. And I'm basically, when you join my programs, when you join the current, when you join my mastermind, when you work with me one-on-one, I am teaching you exactly how to do it yourself, like the granular, nitty-gritty, everything. Like that's where I can actually teach you visually and show you how to do it, right? And implement it and like put it into place. On the podcast, I can give you as much as I can, but we're in audio, you know, you can't, like I can't teach you all the things. That's where you jump in, you get your butt in the room, you hold yourself accountable to your fucking greatness, and you're like, all right, baby, let's go. Teach me all the things. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to implement. I'm ready to make this shit happen. But it's like the version of me and the version of you that's hitting that minimum, whatever it is, she's showing up much differently than the version of you that's not making any money in your business, the version of you that's making less than 10K. And I'm telling you right now, if you act from the 0 to 10K version of you in your business, it's going to take you so much longer to create way more. You have to. It's just a decision, you know? It's actually just a decision to show up like her day in and day out, which requires practices. So for example, for me, I know that the core decision that changes everything, that either makes me feel like a fucking $1 million in my business and so I show up more powerfully and confident or not, is movement. Hands down. I think as somebody who's a highly sensitive entrepreneur, who's an empath, who's fucking deeply spiritual, intuitive, takes on energy, blah, 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 I don't associate with those things. But what I do know is that my channel is very, in my body is very sensitive. And so I do take on a lot of energy. And so that requires me moving my body and moving the energy out of me. It's the same for you. It's the same for you. You feel so much, which means you need to move. Like movement is a non-negotiable. This is like one of the first things I teach all my clients is like, what's your movement practice like? Are you in a consistent movement practice? Like, are you actually feeling your emotions or are you letting them get trapped, right? So this is one of the core things. Like this is one of the core things to scaling your business. Not even kidding, to seven figures. Like it actually is. Think about all the successful entrepreneurs that aren't burnt out, that actually are fulfilled. Because I truly believe you can have everything. I have it all right now. And I want to, you can also have all these things. It starts with you though. It starts with how you feel about yourself. Because if you aren't confident within yourself, you're not going to be confident in your business. You have to build that level of self-trust and confidence within yourself. So this is where keeping promises to yourself on a personal level comes in. You have to follow through on the promises you tell yourself. You also have to follow through on the things you say you're going to do, whether it's in your business or whether it's in your life. You have to. You have to stop breaking promises to yourself. This could be simple things like, I'm going to go to bed at blank. This could be, I'm not going to use social media until 10 a.m. This could be, I'm going to go to the gym. This could be, I'm going to take that class. This could be, I'm going to invest in that program. Whatever the fucking thing is, you have to do it. Stop saying it and then not doing it. That's how you break trust with yourself. And trust, self-trust is a muscle and you can rebuild it, you know? And I think this is why, for me, it's been actually quite easy to show up because I do have a strong level and a high level of confidence and self-trust. And that was built through my whole background in fitness and nutrition, my whole background of like, it's a non-negotiable for me to go move my body because that's my identity,
right? So you have to adopt the identity of a six, a multi-six, a seven-figure earner before you are one. You have to show up like her. And this takes dedication. This takes consistency. This takes choice every day. Every action you take, it's either moving you closer to this version of you or it's setting you back. This requires a really, really high level of emotional intelligence, of self-awareness, and of curating your decisions, curating your group, curating who do you hang out with. If you hang out with a bunch of fucking people who are eating like shit, don't move their body, talk about gossip, and blah, 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 girl, I'm sorry, you're never going to get to where you want to go. You have to be surrounded by people who already have what you want or who are already doing what you want or who are doing the things that you're also doing. You like your environment is everything. You're a product of your environment. So you're going to end up swimming upstream if the people in your life are talking about all these other things that you're like, this is not moving. You know, everything in your life is either a faucet or a drain. And so you have to have high standards for your life. Like that's just a non-negotiable, you know, if you want unreasonable and illogical amounts of wealth and money and success and freedom, you have to be willing to do what most people will never fucking do. Like, this is just the truth. And a lot of you, maybe some of you, you actually don't want it bad enough. Some of you, you might not want it enough. And that's okay. That's totally fine. Just be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. How bad do you actually fucking want it? You know, how much does this matter to you? Because for me, it's everything. Like, to me, there's no other way. I refuse to not live in a fucking gorgeous home with floor-to-ceiling windows that I've built with not my bare hands, but with the money I've created and having everything I've ever wanted, like truly in like the most bougiest of senses. I just know that I'm going to be living in insane luxury. I don't want to rent. I want to fucking buy a goddamn piece of land in Colorado. And not want to, I will. Buy land, build a house with a dope lofted attic, then build the house, then build a retreat house, host all these insane things. Like, I need a lot of money for the life I want. And it's just up to me to just create it, right? So it's like, some of you need to just have a bigger why. And the why just can't be, I want to make this. Money as a goal is not sustainable. I'm here to tell you that right now. It gets old quick. You need to have a bigger vision. You need to have a bigger vision. And the bigger vision is actually going to lead you into taking the consistent actions every day. It's like every single day you take the actions towards that version of you, it will show up in your reality. Like just period, point blank. And if you don't know the actions to take, come into my spaces, you know, so that you know that what you're working on actually is moving the needle ahead. There's nothing worse than taking all this action, not knowing if it's actually paying off. Like, ugh, you know, it's like, if you're going to take the action, you might as well know that it's actually doing something for you. And so really there's specific actions that I recommend taking at different stages in your business, whether you're like in the zero to 10K or the 10K to like, let's say 25K, 25K to 50 and 50 and beyond, which is where I'm heading. And it's like, if you aren't doing the things that you need to be doing at your specific level in your business, then it's not going to work, you know? So it's really about being the person first and then taking the actions like her. Right? And that's going to require so much fucking delusion on your part. It's going to require you to be in delusional rooms. It's going to require you to join my spaces. Like, don't sabotage yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy to convince ourselves, oh, it's not the right time. I don't have the money, blah, 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 blah. I love you. But like, guys, you know, like, you know this in you're going to be fucking kicking yourself in a year when you're like, I fucking should have invested. God damn it. Like, that's truly what it is. And it's like, even if you are invested in certain things right now, you're invested in spaces, but they're not actually giving you what you need, be honest with yourself. Get real with yourself and be like, actually, what I need is like this straight up like fucking basic strategy of like being intentional. Because I really believe that like to scale to your first six, multi-six, seven figures, you need both. You need the masculine part of your biz, the structure, the systems, the getting kind of things automated, a team, like period, you need to delegate shit. And then you also need the feminine, you need the energetics, you need the embodiment. But you can't have a successful business, at least a sustainable successful business that doesn't make you burn out, without You need both, like, period. Point blank. Point blank. The people that are saying that you only need one, okay, let's just take a look at what they do behind the scenes, okay? I'm here to give you the fucking truth. I am a 5-1 manifesting generator, spicy truth teller, and I'm here to just tell you the truth. I've witnessed so many people get burned because they fall into this trap of, I'm just going to manifest it. And I'm like, no. Like, yes and no, that's not the only piece. That's not the only piece. In order to actually scale your business, you need to be strategic. You should not be starting a membership. I'm just going to be honest with you right now. You should not be starting a membership as your first offer when you're scaling your business. No, please don't do this. God, you should be focused on high ticket offers to start. You should be focused on your closest proximity, high proximity offers to start. That is how you should start. Then you build your middle tier. Then you build your low tier. You are not starting with the lowest hanging fruit. That is the path to burnout. That is the path to resentment. That is the path to what the fuck am I doing? And I've done it before, so don't do that. Please don't do that, okay? I'm here to save you from all of the 7 years of entrepreneurial mistakes and lessons and things I've learned so that you don't have to do that. And you can actually build a business quickly. Not from a place of rush or force, but from a place of, oh, you actually know what you're doing and what to prioritize and what to focus on. Like, oh my God, you know, what a concept. But I'm really here to just give you all of it, okay? So this, everything I just shared with you, this is how you hold the energy. Like, keep plugging into this podcast, get yourself in the fucking room. But not only that, it's who you're being off screen, who you're being off the calls, who you're being after you listen to this podcast. Are you just going to listen to this podcast and then go move on with your life and go do all this other shit that's not serving you? If you're going to do that, then like, no. You have to be the version of you who's willing to take all the actions and have fucking trust and faith. You know, and if you don't, if you're like, yeah, but I don't know if the actions I'm taking actually matter or adding up or they're actually moving the needle ahead, well, then come into my spaces and I'll fucking teach you everything. And it's like, the thing is like, you start showing up and you start thinking like the version of you that already has what you want, you'll figure it out. You're resourceful, but stop trying to do it alone. Like, that's just my biggest thing is like, I invested $20,000 when I had $1,000 in the bank. Like, I am the living, breathing embodiment of like, do it scared, like commit to yourself, you know, like just period. You don't scale a business alone. It's just what it is. And it's like, it requires you to stay plugged in, to ask the questions and to be held accountable and to really be strategic about where are you putting your energy? Where are you focusing your attention? Are you focusing on things that are draining your energy, or are you focusing on the faucets that really fill you up, you know? So this is like, this, I feel like this is complete. We're approaching the 30-minute mark. I know personally for myself, I don't listen to episodes that are more than like 30 minutes typically. But I want you to know that there are certain things that you have to do, like all that I just shared, in order to stay in the energy. Decision, conviction, all in belief, action, and getting yourself in the room and asking the questions. Like being 2 feet in the fucking door and making sure that your closest inner circle is doing all the things too. This requires an identity death. This requires some sort of an ego death as well. And this requires immense amounts of bravery and courage. But you have to follow the fear. You can't let fear stop you. Fear is always going to be there at every level. Every investment I make, even now, I'm still fucking scared, you know? It doesn't go away. Fear is not an indicator that you shouldn't do it. Fear is an indicator of, oh, wow, something here is for me. That is resistance. That is pointing you in the right direction. So if you want to know more about all the ways to work with me, whether it's booking a one-on-one sesh to scope that out, whether it's joining The Current, which is my all-access pass mastermind, where we're teaching live programs, live Q&A calls all throughout the year, everything you need to know around energy, embodiment, identity, simple as fuck business strategy, messaging, marketing, social media, sales. I mean, I'm talking fucking everything to scale your business to multiple 6 and 7 figures. Whatever you want, it's gonna be in there. Plus, a fucking rocking community. The Current is a place to be. And right now, it's in the kind of like founders rate, which is $888 a month. This is a fucking steal. The value of the programs in there, guys, It is like over $30,000, plus we're doing masterminds, plus we're doing live Q&As. I mean, it is a vortex, a never-ending stream of momentum and action and activating energy and tools and resources. I'm going to be creating like templates and structures for you guys for social. If you're doing a podcast, like I want to make this as simple as possible for you to succeed. I want to set you up to win. I care so much. I mean, you know, if you've been in my spaces, it is like, yo, prepare to be supported and feel seen and heard and understood. And you're like, holy shit, I wish I joined this sooner. Oh my God, it's like a freaking gold mine in here. That's what I am about. So if you're vibing with me, head over to the description. You can check it all out. It's by application only. And I recommend you get your booty in the door by the end of the year, because we're going to be raising the rate. Because the programs just keep getting more and more valuable and the transformations are fucking insane. And so, like, I want to keep this space as high level as possible. So now is the time to take action. Give yourself the gift of joining the current before 2024. And you will be so happy. Your future self, the version of you who's already making all the dinero, will be so proud of you for saying yes to you. Okay? Give yourself this gift on Christmas. I love you guys. I cannot wait to hear your biggest takeaway from this episode. There was a lot of juicy nuggets in here in terms of keeping that energy high, momentum, staying the course. And thank you for just celebrating with me always. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of my community. I love you guys. Take a screenshot, tag me on social, send it to a bestie. This is how the show grows. And honestly, it's just been such a joy to do this. The podcast is turning 6 years old next year, 6 years old in 2024. Holy shit. And it's been one of the best things I've ever done for myself and for the business. And I can't wait to keep delivering more valuable episodes to you. I love you. And I will catch you on the next one. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.